Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate March 27th. The star Elnoth is best known for its position in the sky. It forms the tip of one of the horns of the bull, so it's nicknamed the Budding One. And it stands directly opposite the center of the Milky Way galaxy. But the star itself is interesting in its own right. What we see as Elnoth is a giant. It's about 5 times the mass of the Sun and more than 4 times the Sun's diameter. And it shines about 700 times brighter than the Sun. The word giant doesn't apply only to the star's size, though. It also describes its phase of life. Elnoth is only about 100 million years old, a few percent the age of the Sun. Because of its extra weight, though, it aged much, much faster. It's already passed through the prime of life and is into the next phase. As that phase continues, the star will get even bigger and brighter. Elnoth is also intriguing because there are hints that it has a companion. In one study, astronomers split the star's light into individual wavelengths. That produced patterns that are like the star's barcode. But there were hints of a second barcode. If it's real, then Elnoth has a companion star that's too close and faint to see directly. But so far, no one has been able to confirm a companion for the Budding One. Elnoth stands close to the lower right of the Moon this evening, and bright orange Mars is a little farther to the upper left of the Moon. More about Mars tomorrow. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.